Marking the 30th anniversary of the start of the Saddam-imposed war, Iranian armed forces have held a parade showcasing the country's defense capabilities. Our correspondent Gisu Misha Ahmadi was there and has more.
A parade of the entire Iranian armed forces, including the military, the Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC, and the volunteer forces of the besieged from all over the country in their traditional attire, demonstrated solidarity as they marched by. The Sacred Defense Week is an annual commemoration to honor the hundreds of thousands martyred in the 8-year Iraqi imposed war.
Some of Iran's most recently unveiled military hardware are on display today for the first time.
The Karar domestically built drone, Fateh 110, Sejil and Qaem missiles are only some of what Iran has achieved over the past 30 years. The parade was also a chance to unveil the second generation Jamaran destroyer and Sina frigates.
When the war began 30 years ago, we needed the most simple and ordinary guns and bullets, and no one would sell them to us. But today, despite tough sanctions against us, we are completely capable of producing everything that we need in order to defend the country.
But while the parade reflects Iran's defense doctrine and shows how far the Islamic Republic has come since its early days in 1980, it is also about Iranian national identity.
Despite all the help that Iraqis received, they did not win the war because, unlike them, Iran did not rely on soldiers motivated by material gain. Instead, it was their belief that inspired them. Popular resistance, Iran's war strategy, and being connected to God gave us power.
Iraq enjoyed substantial diplomatic and military support from 48 countries during the war. Financial aid included $35 billion from the West and between $30 to $40 billion from the Persian Gulf states. The United States provided Iraq with intelligence and strategic military advice, hoping to win the war that is characterized by extreme brutality, including the use of chemical weapons, which left Iran with more than 120,000 victims, making it one of the countries most afflicted by weapons of mass destruction. Gisu Misha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.